Hola amigos! Are you looking for a way to practice even more Spanish and improve your Spanish fluency? Well, we're so excited to announce that Eat Your Spanish is now offering virtual Spanish lessons. Our virtual lessons are given by one of our amazing Eat Your Spanish teachers and are available to children of all ages and adults. Lessons can be one-on-one, with siblings, or even with family friends. Members of our virtual lesson program will also receive free downloads of every song and activity for each episode of the podcast, as well as an invitation to join Evan and me for our monthly Eat Your Spanish virtual get-together, where we sing, tell stories, talk, and hang out all together. If you're interested in finding out more information or signing up, you can write us at evanandvanessa@gmail.com or visit us at www.eatyourspanish.com and send us a message. We hope to hear from you soon. Now on with the show.
Hey friends, before we begin the fourth and final episode of our Spanish Summer Song Series, we want to give a quick shout out to a few members of our Patreon family.
That's right. We want to send out a big hola to our amigos Lily and Jacob and their mama Aubrey. Hola amigos! Lily and Jacob, your mama told us that you all love listening to the podcast when you're in el coche or in the car. That is such a great place to listen. She also told us that you really love Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse, so I just want to pass on a message that they gave to me. Mrs. Elephant told me to tell you that she loves you so much, and Mr. Mouse told me to tell you that if you ever have any extra grilled cheese sandwiches, to please mail them to him. He said it's okay if it spoils during transit because he thinks they actually taste better that way. Ew, that's so gross. Well, amigos, thanks for all your love and support of our show, and we hope you continue to have an amazing verano.
And last but not least, we want to give a shout out to our amigas Savannah, Marin, and their mama Stephanie. Hola, amigos. We heard that you will also love to listen to Eat Your Spanish in El Coche to and from your escuela or your school. Well, guess what? Later this season, we're going to have an episode all about escuela, and we're going to sing one of my favorite songs of the season, the escuela song. Whoa! We're so excited to show you all. I think you all are really going to love listening and singing along with it, especially on your way to school. Thank you all so much for your love and support and for being such wonderful listeners.
That's all for now, amigos. Now on with the show.
Hello, friends.
Hola, amigos.
How are you?
¿Cómo están?
I'm so happy.
Estoy feliz.
To be with you.
Estar contigo.
Are you hungry?
Tienen hambre.
To sing and play.
A cantar y jugar.
'Cause on our menu.
Porque en el menu.
It's Spanish today. Everybody sing.
Eat your Spanish. Eat your Spanish. Eat your Spanish with us today.
Did you say spinach?
No, I said Spanish.
Okay.
Eat your Spanish with us.
With Evan
and Vanessa. Hola, amigos.
Hello, friends. Me llamo Evan. My name's Evan.
Y me llamo Vanessa. And my name's Vanessa. We're so excited to share the fourth episode of our Eat Your Spanish Summer Song Series for the year 2023. Remember that playlist that Evan and I talked about in our last episode? If some of you haven't downloaded or listened to it yet, you can still do that by clicking on one of the links in today's episode description. Well, today we're going to be featuring one of those songs. Do any of you all have a guess which song it could be?
Let's see if you all were right. Drum roll, please. Today's episode is going to be all about song numero 10 in our summer song playlist. Guantanamera.
Hooray!
This song is sung by many different singers and bands from lots of different countries, and the original music was written by Joseito Fernandez in 1929, but the lyrics are based on a poem by Cuban poet and political figure José Martí.
This is definitely one of the oldest songs we've shared, and I really love listening to this one.
Me too, especially the version that we're sharing today.
Yeah, I agree. This version is so beautiful. It's by a band called the Sandpipers, who released their own version of this beautiful song in 1966. This version is the one I grew up listening to with mi familia, but the main reason we want to share it with you is that the words are already translated for you in the song. Let's have a listen, and then I'll talk a little about a few of the words that aren't translated. Evan, is the song ready to go?
Si. We hope you all enjoy Guantanamera by one of my favorite bands, the Sandpipers.
Con los pobres de la tierra. With the poor people of this earth, I want to share my fate. The streams of the mountains please me more than the sea.
Me conocemos que el mar.
Welcome back, amigos! What a gentle and beautiful song. Most of the songs I've heard by the Sandpipers are so calming and peaceful. It really feels cozy to listen to their music with you, amigos. Now let's learn a little bit more about the song and what it means. The first part of the song starts with these words. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Which just refers to a person who lives out in the country and lives a humble life. This phrase repeats many times throughout the song and connects the song to the people who live in the Cuban countryside. And the rest of the song was actually translated in the song itself. Did you all hear the section where the man spoke in English? He has such a beautiful voice, and the words are so magical. The song takes us on a journey through nature and shows us how the singer is connected not only to the people of the land they love, but also to the nature that surrounds them. I feel a really special connection to this song because I remember driving through the mountains of Quito, listening to these beautiful poetic words with my familia and singing along with everyone while we experienced the beauty that surrounded us all. Knowing that the poem this song comes from was from a time in Cuban history when people really relied on poetry and music to get through difficult times makes it even more important. The situation in Cuba now is still very complicated, but the music and poetry has stood the test of time and continues to be a vital and important part of Cuban culture. We actually had a really special opportunity to visit Cuba a couple of years ago, and I have to say, despite all of the difficulties that the country faces on a regular basis, the people were so full of life, and the music was some of the best music I've ever heard in my life. I actually remember getting off the plane and going to sit down and eat in a restaurant, and this band started playing, and my eyes just filled with tears because it was so beautiful. Do you remember that, Ev?
Yeah, of course I do. That was such a special time, filled with so much beautiful music and such beautiful and loving people.
All right, amigos, would you all like to listen to this magical song one more time?
I would love to.
Okay, amigos. Once again, here is Guantanamera by the Sandpipers.
Says, con los pobres de la tierra. With the poor people of this earth, I want to share my fate. The streams of the mountains please me more than the sea.
Me complace más que el mar.
That song is so comforting. Thanks for listening with us, amigos.
Yeah, muchas gracias for listening with us, friends.
Well, now there's only one thing left to do. Time to hear from one of our very special listeners. Take it away, Mr. Mouse.
Gracias, Vanessa. Drum roll, please. Today, we have a special coincidence where we have two listeners asking the same question. And their names are Max and Emma.
Hooray!
Max and Emma, what are your questions?
Name is Emma. How do you say bed in Spanish? Hasta luego, see you later.
Okay. I'm named Max and I was born in California and I wondered how to say bed in Spanish. Gracias.
Wow! What a great coincidence! I can hardly believe it! That is a fantastic question, you two! We all use our bed every single day, so it makes sense that you would want to know how to say the Spanish word, too. Mr. Mouse sure loves his banana bed. I made it for him out of a day-old banana peel. Although I will say, he definitely bounces much higher on my springy bed.
Yeah, that's for sure. Oh my goodness! I remember the time when I was bouncing on your bed, and then you came looking for me. And you had looked all over the house and couldn't find me anywhere. Do you remember where I was hiding?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Mr. Mouse, how could I ever forget you? You silly thing. You were on one of the blades of the ceiling fan. I was really starting to worry, and then I heard a whee, watch out below. And you glided down with a handkerchief right onto my cabeza. That was a pretty good hiding spot, Mr. Mouse. Definitely helped having a springy bed to launch you up there. Well, my little mischievous muffin, how do you say bed in Spanish?
Bed in Spanish is cama. Want to repeat after me, amigos? Cama.
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 Speaking of commas, I think it's just about siesta, or nap time for me.
Yeah, that sounds mighty nice to me too. Thanks, Max and Emma, for your wonderful question.
And thanks to all of you amigos for spending time with us today at Eat Your Spanish. We sure have had a lot of fun with you all listening to all of this beautiful music throughout El Verano.
We sure have, and can you believe it? It's our very last Spanish summer song series of the year. That means the next time we'll see you, it'll be for a lesson episode of Eat Your Spanish.
I'm so excited! I love lesson episodes! Well, amigos, it's time for our goodbye song. We hope you'll sing along with us.
Adios, mi buen amigo.
Goodbye, my good friend.
Hasta luego.
See you later.
See you later, my good friend.
Adios, amigos. Goodbye, friends.
Hasta luego. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Eat Your Spanish podcast. You can support our podcast by visiting patreon.com/eatyourspanish or by subscribing to it and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at eatyourspanishpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Adios!